Oh boy, you're not going to be too happy with me, because the Chapter 7 assignment really isn't that hard, but it isn't that easy either. Let's read. Who has beaten the market? In Chapter 7, we read about the all-stars of investing, and we see that there are some money managers out there who do a pretty darn good job over the long term, 10, 20, 50 years. So your assignment for Chapter 7 is to go out there and find them. Read together. The 10-year annual average rate of return of the Standard & Poor's 500 Composite Index was 7.67% from December 31st of 2004 to December 31st of 2014. Now, that's a little on the low side by stock standards, but still pretty darn good considering it was during the worst financial disaster since the Great Recession. The 20-year average rate of return was 9.84%. That's a lot better, isn't it? From December 31st, 1994 to December 31st, 2014. That includes the dot-com mania of the late 90s and then the dot-com implosion of the early 2000s. Can you find at least 10 domestic stock mutual funds? Because that's what the S&P 500 would be for those. It would be the benchmark for those, the S&P 500. Don't find global stock mutual funds because the S&P 500 is the United States. Can you find 10 or more domestic stock mutual funds that have beaten the Standard & Poor's 500 over 10 years and at least 5 domestic stock mutual funds that have beaten it over 20 years? The 30-year average rate of return was 11.33%. Not bad, huh? From December 31st of 1984 until December 31st of 2014. Can you find any domestic stock mutual funds that have been in existence for 30 years or longer and that have beaten the S&P 500 index over 30 years or more? And the problem with this, folks, is you have to go to the company websites and look for the lifetime return or return since inception. Because if you go to Morningstar or Yahoo or one of the other websites, they're going to give you the 10-year return. That's it. Maybe 15, maybe 20-year returns. So you really have to dig deep. And hint, 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 if you look at some of the mutual funds on the class website, there are a whole lot more. But if you look at some of the mutual fund companies on the class website, you will be richly rewarded, in my humble opinion. And that's the assignment. Now, on your own, you might want to take a look at the MSCI World Index and global stock mutual funds, because if it's a global stock mutual fund, it doesn't make sense to look at the S&P 500. It makes sense to look at the MSCI Morgan Stanley Capital International, but you don't have to know that. You should, because you're the expert. But the Morgan Stanley Capital International MSCI World Index. And again, have fun. I know you're going to say, this isn't fun, Piano. This is a pain in the patootie. Why? Because most mutual funds don't want you to know how badly they've done over 10, 20, 30, or more years. The ones that do have done well, they have a tendency not to be too flashy. They don't want to get people's expectations too high, which is, I think, is a very smart thing to do, because then when people are disappointed, they're a whole lot angrier at you than when they're pleasantly surprised. Questions, comments, suggestions, hit me up via email or on the Stock Steakhouse discussion board, and mostly just have a lot of fun. I hope you do.